We're going to call the meeting to order. Thank you, everybody, for coming. I'm sorry. I'm
6:10. Late.
This is a hectic time of year for me. Okay. First order is to approve the minutes from the October 20th
we're
meeting.
You're not ready.
Two of our members.
Yeah, we're missing two.
You have a quorum.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we got three. And
four.
You can vote. Okay. Okay, so the laws, the minutes, did you read the
yes,
minutes?
Any, I'm good.
I was fine with them. We have a motion from Dave,
second
from Legislator Archer. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. But minutes are carried. Okay. Going to welcome the elections commissioners, Tom, Vic, and Tim. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming, guys. I guess the first one is the resolution 404. We'll do that one first, which is authorizing the county to take over
the
election
course. Yeah, we had to set the policy. As you know, we attempted to do this last year. It failed, and but then the executive put it in his budget.
Where's the
so henceforth it's there. So I will move it, and I support it, as I did, and I requested for the three-year phase-in before.
So it's moved by Donaldson?
You gonna second it?
Second.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, no, this is good. I mean, I was looking maybe tomorrow. We don't have to do it today, but put a amendment in. Kind of.
Oh, there was an amendment in there.
We have it.
Okay,
it's
you see
the
it?
Back of your, it's in the back of your folder.
Are they going to do that?
Well,
I'll put that in
we'll
with
do
the
that
amendment?
On the floor. I mean, I'm going to make it on the
we'll
floor.
We'll do it on the right ear.
No, because it's in non-consent. So I think
it doesn't matter.
No, you can do it. We can
you
do it.
Can
we can do it right in committee now.
Don't make a federal case out of it.
Okay. No. I didn't. I didn't know if it was appropriate.
I mean, I don't disagree. I don't disagree with the point, but
yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'll make the motion then to include the whereas the first, second, third, fourth,
second
fifth,
that.
Whereas. Do you guys see this? So you have the
mm-hmm.
No.
It's just
yes, they have it.
They have it.
I handed it to him.
That's the.
It's on the front page, all the way to the bottom.
It's underlined.
Yeah, the county taking
it
over.
All right, we're ready to roll. Want to vote on it?
Okay. Well, is there any discussion on the amendment? Where we discussed it, kind of.
Yeah. No. I mean, I'm happy that they're doing it. I'm happy that they found the money for it. It would have been nice not to have made a big deal.
Right.
I'm happy they found the money. I'm happy they didn't have to make a big deal out of it, but I'm happy we're moving forward.
All right. All in favor of the amendment?
There you go.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Everybody's
no, carried. Good. Okay. On the resolution?
As amended.
As amended. You guys are all right.
I'm going to move it.
Second.
Wonderful. I love it.
Any discussion? All in favor of 404? Opposed? Aye. Great, carried 4-0 with the, as amended. Okay, 408. This one is apparently we're not going to vote on it tonight.
Which one is 408 now?
That's the recanvassing procedure.
Okay, our good friends came tonight.
Yeah, no,
so
I
let them talk.
And for some reason, I never got a chance to chat with them. Whether it's my fault or they're not allowed to call me anymore, or whatever the reason may be. There's no conflict. We're looking for input. We think it's a good idea.
What?
We're not going to vote on anything tonight.
Or
as
so
far as I'm...
Are you moving it for discussion then?
Well, I would like to discuss it because they're here.
I'll move it for discussion.
Thanks. I'll second it.
Let's sit over here.
Yeah, come up to the table, guys. You guys can come up to the table.
And
Tim.
I would like... This is a pretty... In my own mind, it's a pretty important piece of legislation, and we're not looking to push it through tonight. Tomorrow, but to move it forward and have all the input we can have, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, as I just said. And so, therefore, you know, if anybody rich wants to talk about it, it's fine. I just
let's hear everything.
Yeah, let's hear everything.
But you guys haven't seen it in advance, have you?
We saw a version of it. I don't know if it's the exact one that you just gave us tonight, but I have seen it. Talk on the version you saw.
So my first question is, you're looking to hand count all paper ballots depending on the closeness of the election. Is that my understanding?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the concern to do that is why?
Well, I think my thing is, if somebody on election night is up by 3 votes, what is, do you just read the numbers off of the machines then? You actually don't physically count the ballots?
We don't count the ballots in the machine, but we do an audit, as the state law provides, to make sure the machine's operated properly.
But you don't think the human eyes would be better than the machine?
Well, in the audit,
I don't. I mean, if I still have the floor, I don't.
Okay.
Here's why.
Okay, may I say
something? No, Tom's got the floor. Let Tom finish.
Okay,
but I'm on the floor. It's okay. I'll wait.
No, go ahead.
Just for the sake of conversation, all right? For instance, this does not say that we hand count everything until after it's certified. Am I right? Correct,
well,
Jay?
You can't do that, if I may interrupt. Everything has to be done before certification. Once an election is certified, it's over.
Well, that part of it we could check with the lawyers.
Well, the state court already called us.
But when you have, well, then right before it's certified, I guess we can try to work something out. But when you had a few elections, and I have a list here of those that came less than 0.2% over, 3,000?
Right.
And 0.5% under 2,000 voters. We had a tie vote in Platico, for instance, and it would have been awful nice to be able to count, to give the same consideration, in my opinion, to the votes that were cast on election night to the absentee ballots, just to see if there's a discrepancy. And from my understanding, if somebody circles a name, it doesn't necessarily get recorded as a vote. And if the two election commissioners are there, they can make a decision of the voter intent. And we could go through a bunch of them, which I won't do now. But I do remember working on this, where we said every vote counts and every vote will be counted. We're not asking for everything to be counted, but the ones that fall into this 0.5% get the same scrutiny as absentee ballots get. That's all. I mean, where is it? Donaldson, I saw your name here. You lost a vote by 17-16. Oh.
Tom.
Would have been nice to look at. Yes, sir, Tom.
That's the exact reason you don't want to count.
Why?
Your systems are automated. Your scanner tabulator counts whatever the voter's intent was, period. There's no judgment call. There's no attorney's judgment. There's no Board of Elections judgment. There's no party judgment. It is cut and dry. This is how the
vote. How do they do the intent, though, Tom? I mean, how do they come up with the intent?
The system is programmed to count the ballots.
If somebody circles a name, that would count?
It doesn't count. If they circle the name, it doesn't count. But if they circle a name all through the ballot, they're going to get a message that this system, the ballot is blank, and then they can correct it.
So what you're saying is,
they circle a name here and fill an oval there, then they're out of luck. Here's your problem. If I can have the floor, just let me finish. You will then put doubt in the mind of every voter, because once you open up the paper ballots to be hand counted at the Board of Elections, you open them up to review by candidates and their representatives. Now they can decide what voter intent was. They can decide in the courts whether a ballot should be counted or not, whereas the systems have no bias. They are programmed to count a ballot based on the ballot design and who's running for office under what party. And it's clear cut. If you're concerned about issues with the voting systems, then I would suggest you take a different view. You take a different avenue, maybe increase the audit process. Right now it's a 3% audit that's required. Maybe we go to the next step and do a 5% or a 10% audit in those close races for like the town of Platicille. Instead of doing 3 machines, do 5 machines. But you don't want to hand count the ballots. You will destroy the public confidence in the voting systems. You will open up every ballot and challenge in a court of law. The systems are programmed right now. You bring up the issue about a circle name. Right now, you make a mark on the ballot, and it's not in a scanned area. You still get your vote. You make a mark on an absentee ballot counted in front of us, it's thrown out.
But why do other counties have laws then?
I don't know many. I know one county that has a law that does that. That's the only one I know of. If you know others that have that law, I'd like to know about it.
New York City, yeah, too? New York City. I mean, New York City does it. Then
do you want me?
Chris said New York's got a law.
Yeah. And a lot of states.
Do you want me to discuss New York City?
And a lot of states.
No, but I want to go.
Listen, a lot of states do it, and I don't see how they would undermine the confidence of the voters if you took the 100 or 200 votes in Platico, and you said, we're going to go through each one of these. And if I hear you, what you're saying, Tom, is if a chap made a mistake and circled a vote, a name rather than X'd it out, that's his stupidity and we don't count that vote.
No, what you're hearing me say, John...
It was their mistake.
Hold on. What you're hearing me say is if somebody circles a name, the odds are they're going to circle the name throughout the ballot. Would you agree?
Not necessarily.
Oh, they're going to circle a name in one and fill in the oval in another?
Let's say yes.
Then that is voter ignorance. And do we have the right to jeopardize the entire town of Platico, using your example, because of one voter's ignorance?
I don't see how counting every vote by a human doing it instead of a machine.
Did you ever sit through the process over there? Your father has. Did you ever sit through the process where they count absentees when the lawyers are on both sides of the room and they start throwing ballots aside?
No, but that's people's jobs. And if they didn't do it, then people wouldn't have jobs. So you know what? Then I don't understand.
You're willing to cast your ballot, and if you put a little doohickey on your ballot with our marker because you were sitting in there just doodling, deciding with
Tom,
the report,
I think you're getting
willing
off,
to have that
Tom,
thrown out?
Tom, this is only if it's a certain closeness.
It doesn't matter.
It's not every
election.
It's
always the closeness that gets thrown out. Nobody cares when it's not close. Rich, I don't care. You can do whatever you want here tonight.
It sounds like you care.
I am just telling you what's going to happen out in the general public and what you're getting yourself.
I'll say something. You
I and will I, do whatever the legislature.
You and I have
me.
Been there when
and
we went to court, and you
saying.
Won, and you won, and there were maybe once or twice that I won, but it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah,
a judge somewhere took voter intent.
That a big deal. Right now, your big deal is only maybe what do we have this year? 4,000 absentee ballots out of a 60,000 vote race. 3,200 out of a 60,000 vote race. What percentage is that?
I'm talking
just
about
quickly.
The percentage,
give me a percentage.
When somebody loses by one or two or three votes, what's the big deal?
The big deal is what I'm going to just tell you. Right now, you're only scrutinizing a minimal percentage of that. Right? If it was a 60,000 election, it's 3,200
votes. Well, it's very specific. It's very specific.
5%. But what you're looking to do is scrutinize 100% of the voters.
I'm specifically looking at a person.
Here, John, I'm playing devil's advocate. You want to scrutinize 100% of your voters, you go right ahead, because I'm not going to be the one when the voter says, what happened there? I thought my vote was counted on election night. Oh, it was, but the legislature says you may not have been counted correctly or your intent may not have been understood by the voting system.
I'm okay with that.
No, that's not what's being said. Now,
that's
come
exactly
on.
What's being said.
Tom, come on.
Tim, let Tim have the floor.
Yeah,
I just want to clarify. Do you all understand what the 3% audit is?
No, that's
okay.
What I'm just asking.
I'll clarify. From back in the old days, when there's a big argument about whether they have paper ballots or a machine ballot, the cry out was for a paper trail. And then as we got into the paper ballot phase, then there was another, how do we know if these machines are accurately counting? So the Commissioner Kellner, who was in the New York board then, worked a lot with other states, and they came up with two silos, separate from the actual certification of the election and the counting of the ballots, the absentees and the affidavits. There'd be a separate individuals, teams, doing an audit just to make certain the machines scan the ballots correctly. And at random, 3% of the machines are chosen. In Ulster County, that usually amounts to about 3 machines.
Right.
Now, we have never had, as far as I know, any of our machines fail the 3% audit. If one machine were to fail the 3% audit, for example, if we're 2 votes over, we would then have to go by state law to a 5% audit. And we'd have to draw other machines to do that. Now, with a 3% audit, keep in mind, we don't know if the machine that will be chosen out of the audit, you know, out of the lot, had 20 votes cast, or if it's a machine that came from Rosendale and had 12,000 votes cast. You know, just using that. So it is all random, and it always compares to what the machines have scanned. So in a lot of ways, the state law has looked at the possibilities of what you're suggesting, that if there's such a close race.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
What?
Can a candidate pay to have it recounted?
Pardon?
Can somebody request a recount and pay to have it done?
No.
They can't. So nobody can ever really know if that machine made a mistake reading those ballots.
As I mentioned earlier on, and I apologize that you didn't know what the audit was, that would be your better avenue.
But 3% is a small... I mean...
It's what the state came up with. You elected the people that came up with that.
I got to ask Tim a question. When you do an audit, and if a name was circled, or there were extraneous vote markings and a ballot wasn't counted, would that be an error in the audit?
The machine.
Would that be an error in the audit? The machine didn't count.
No,
not the machine. So that's my point exactly.
No, John. It's all how the machine counts.
But would a judge count that vote if you went to court?
Probably not.
They might.
We don't know what the judge would
do. That's exactly
so if a
my
race
point.
Is tied and somebody circled a name, they could never know if somebody circled their name and it could go to court and that race could get settled.
And the judge could make a decision.
To me, you humanize Trump, a machine, any day of the week. I'll be honest with you guys, and I don't care.
So first of all, say you don't care. You're not really being straightforward.
I'm playing devil's advocate because of my job, Rich. I don't care. You do what you want to do, and we'll make it happen. But what you need to know, if you really, and I don't think you're interested, by the way. I'll just be honest about that. If you're really interested in our opinion, you'll hear us out. And you'll understand from the voter's point of view what it means to do a 100% recount as opposed to a 3%, 5%, 10% audit as the state law.
What does 100% recount mean? Mm-hmm. Not 100% of everything.
We're talking about 300 ballots. That's still 100% count of ballots
of
for
one
the race.
District.
For the race.
It could be countywide.
So
Elliot Auerbach, where'd he go?
So he never,
it wouldn't have counted.
Jim Quigley.
Elias wouldn't have fit into it.
It certainly would have.
No, not by 0.5%. It wouldn't have fit into it.
It would have fit in there. So would Platykill. So would have...
Elliot Auerbach's race against Mr. Quilty would not have fit in the criteria.
What numbers did you use, John?
Well, here. You want to look at it? You got them, Jay?
What was Elliot's victory margin, John? Do you remember?
174.
And how many votes were cast that race?
The map is 158.
Yes, map. How many were cast that race?
Here.
How many were cast that race? How many were cast that race? Where's your votes cast?
78,000.
So what are you saying there? Exactly. What are you saying right there? What percentage is that?
0.2, because it's over 3,000 votes cast.
Right. So where are you right there before you get to your next, to John's recount?
I don't understand.
Yeah. You're right on the borderline.
So it doesn't matter.
You want to count 78,000 by
Tom,
hand?
No.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
I can't comprehend.
It didn't fit in the criteria.
I'm okay with it.
Go ahead, Vic.
Okay. When we do the 3% audit, okay, we have a staff that count them. And if there's any question on the ballot itself, and I hope you all understand this.
You know that, right? John, I had to leave at 6:30. I told you earlier.
Go ahead.
When the scanner...
Is that my piece of paper?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, go.
Okay, I'm listening.
Sorry, guys.
We're not going to do it now.
When the scanner reads the ballot, it actually takes a picture of the ballot. And the next ballot goes through, and it takes a picture of the ballot. It also has how the machine counted that ballot when it went through. So when the human does the 3% audit, and they run into one that's got your extraneous marks, or circle the ballot, or circle the name, or whatever, right? They can actually go in. It doesn't keep track of them in the order in which they're cast, because it scrambles them every time a ballot goes through.
Yeah, I get that. So nobody knows number one, two, three.
But you can go in and look and find the ballot and find out how the machine counted the ballot.
Yeah, but would that be part of the recount?
Yes, it is. It's part of the 3% audit.
Oh, the audit.
But if they were hand counted, that wouldn't come into play because you'd have a stack of papers this big.
No, we'd have a stack of papers that you couldn't fit in this
room. It doesn't matter.
So,
can I just ask a question? Because now I'm a little confused, so I need some help.
Yeah.
Why are we imposing a law with regards to an automatic recanvas?
Because there's no policy right now.
Okay.
There's zero policy. If two people tie, nobody can count the ballots right now.
Unless they file a lawsuit.
Nobody counts the ballots. As of today, if you
only count absentee ballots.
Well, I know.
She's intimately aware of that. Yeah.
Mine was absentee. Mine wasn't the actual ballot.
They get counted.
But what would happen if at the end of the absentees, I was with you.
Right.
When we were there, and it came out that
tied.
Terry won by one vote.
Would you have wanted
them to count the ballots that were
to see if somebody circled your name, three people circled your name?
You know, I never thought about it.
But you didn't have to.
Well, one thing I promised when I voted for these machines will be counted. Every vote counts and every vote will be counted.
Tim had a question. Are you done?
Okay.
Well,
yes.
Are you suggesting that this only take place in races where there's like a one vote difference? Or are you recommending that?
One half of 1% or less, depending on the size, the number of votes.
That's in state law with something to that effect.
It's in a lot of state laws. I don't think it's in New York state law.
Just go back to the C.C. Kasich race 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was settled by 17 votes. Okay, and there were 80,000 votes cast in Ulster County. Now, I know 17 votes, without even doing the math, 17 votes is way less.
But she only has a quarter of Ulster County, so it's probably 20,000 Ulster County votes, 24,000 Ulster County votes.
No.
Yeah, because you got Senator Bonasek, Senator...
I know, but most of the county was in her district.
Two-thirds.
Okay?
No. Half of the county.
This is
what are we talking about? Are we talking
this
about
is only county, Ulster County 46? Races. This is only Ulster County races. I think the legislation is written that way. Only a race inside of Ulster County. And we tried to enunciate. Hardenberg, Jerry Fairburn, 68. Paul Osberg, 61. Of those... I honestly didn't go and see how many were absentees and how many were whatever.
Most of them.
What's wrong with... Well, a lot of them were write-ins, and they were then counted. What's wrong with checking them? Craig Lopez lost by 7 votes.
No, he didn't.
Well,
he won.
No, he won by 7.
Excuse me, he won by 7 votes. Well, maybe poor Mr. Disco would love to have had a hand count of every one of them, and... There are more than just the circle things. If somebody writes an extraneous thing on a ballot to say, and I've been in court where a judge says, I don't think that's extraneous enough, we're going to count that because somebody made a mistake, somebody has bad handwriting. Somebody writes in John Parody and it scoots over to the next side. They don't count it.
That's a write-in, so that would be, if it's a write-in, that goes into a separate slot and that gets hand counted.
It's extraneous, and they may say, well, listen, it went over into the supervisor's race. Which one is it for?
It would go in.
Let a judge decide. My point is let a judge decide.
But that's a write-in.
The write-in example that he's giving is if you vote for Vic Work, the contest before Vic Work is where you do the write-in.
I know.
You bleed into Vic Work, the machine says you've overvoted for at least one contest, they cast the ballot anyway, you don't get the vote. That's his example.
Is that true?
Minutes?
No.
I don't think you
said. If a write-in.
No, but what she's saying, if it bleeds over to somebody else,
into a separate box, and we actually read the write-in and determine whether it's going to be counted.
But you wouldn't
or
have
not.
Given Vic Work a vote.
Well, depends.
I listen.
You would have given Vic
Work a vote. This whole thing is about razor thin votes that can make a difference. That gives the public confidence that every vote cast will be counted. It's pretty much as simple as that.
May I ask a question?
Who are they going to be counted by?
The Board of Elections staff.
You.
Who else would they get counted by?
No. You're talking about judges.
No, we're not.
No.
Here's my question. So to the point that Tom brought up before he left. So let's say this law is enacted. There's a close race. And it now means that we're going to hand count the votes. Would it subject, so each side is going to have someone counting the vote, or is it done by the Board of Elections?
It's done by the Board of Elections.
Okay. Which means each side has someone counting it.
Right. Which each side,
each party.
Means that it then opens up each of the actual ballots cast, subject to, interpretation and...
Except the write-ins, because they've already been done.
How do you take the write-ins out of it?
Because that's how you got.
Already,
that's how you
already,
came up with the tie.
Okay. No. Okay.
But that's how you're doing a full recount.
The write-ins have already been done.
So it subjects every ballot
everything.
To
you're
the scrutiny
recount
of potentially
ballots?
Being a court challenge?
They go to court anyway, close battle. Like, yeah. What a close election doesn't go to court. It's not like all you're doing is the Board of Election staff is just making sure the machines counted every vote. That's it. If there's discrepancies, then the judges will decide.
Have you had any issues in your audits that say that there's been discrepancies?
No. But again, if you are supposed to X a ballot.
Right.
No, you're supposed
and
to
you
fill in
circle.
The square.
Fill it. Yeah. If you circle it because you don't quite have it. That will not be recorded for that person. Let a judge decide that, or let one of the commissioners say, wait a minute, it's my guy or gal, I support this.
Does your machine
the new program
segregate?
Tells you that you undervoted.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
That's a terrible mistake.
If you leave a thing blank.
Tells you undervoted.
Can I just tell you something? I do not vote
cast it.
You're wrong.
You can cast.
This is a new state law?
Yeah.
No, it's a new program.
When you put your ballot into the thing, you have to wait to show that it's accepted. So it would get rejected at that point.
No, it would tell you.
No, it doesn't.
It would tell you.
No, it doesn't.
No, it didn't.
Let me just tell you something. In the last election.
I voted.
In the last election.
No, it did. I just voted. The guy said, wait, you have to wait till it says completed and accepted.
Okay.
I waited. It said completed and accepted. My question is, if it were not filled out properly and it undervoted, would it show up as an error message?
It would say, not an error. It would say to you, you did not vote for the following offices. Do you want to cast your ballot?
Can I say something?
No. Now, they're not listening to this.
No.
Tim.
Let me just tell you something. No, I got the floor. I got the floor. I'm the chairman. Let me just say something. Tim.
I'd like to know.
That is 1,000% incorrect. I do not vote for somebody running unopposed.
Yeah.
Every time, including this election, when I put my ballot in, I do not vote for somebody running unopposed, even when it was me. I didn't vote for myself. I don't vote. Nobody ever said to me, the machine never said to me, nobody ever said to me, you didn't vote for this race. Ever. In a million years. It went through and I walked out.
It wasn't in your race because the program changed this year. We had an upgrade.
No, this year, 2 weeks ago.
Wait a second.
I didn't vote for every person on the ballot.
You know what? I didn't either.
And did it come back and say you didn't vote?
And it didn't tell me
that. That's right.
Absolutely not.
What did it say?
It doesn't say anything.
It was completed. It never told me I didn't find someone.
All right.
I undervoted.
But I think it's important because if they think it's being counted.
Well, that's all the reason to count the votes because there's obviously a disconnect. What's going on?
It doesn't show it.
It's pretty simple to say, on really, really, really close races, why not treat all ballots the way you treat absentee ballots?
It never said a word to me.
A level of scrutiny on absentee ballots.
Doesn't say a word.
Nobody says a word. It doesn't say undervoted. The lady standing there when I handed my thing in never said a word. The machine accepted it, put it in. She said, you're good. I said, okay, have a good night. And I walked out the door.
Did you put the ballot in yourself?
I put it in with my blue piece of paper.
I did too.
Sucked it in, stood
there.
She never said a word to me.
I waited for it to be acknowledged. And it was acknowledged.
I did the same thing, and I put it in, and I was expecting it to tell me you undervoted. And I stood there and it said, and it took the ballot. And I said to Ron Simon, was the inspector who was standing there. And I said to him, it should have told me that I undervoted. And it didn't. It took my ballot.
And I'll tell you what. I'm going to call every representative I can think of. Because the one thing that's wrong with this whole system is that they start to tell you that you didn't vote in a particular race. It's nobody's business but your own.
That's right.
An overvote maybe says you've made a mistake. An undervote is nobody's business but your own. And I could theoretically undervote in 5 or 6 races. What, would it kick it back each time?
No, it doesn't kick
well,
it back.
Well, obviously it didn't this year.
It only comes up on the screen and it says...
Well, I guess I got to talk to the people in the office.
I can attest to the fact.
If you don't push return... It takes the ballot.
Okay.
Okay. We're not even voting
on it. We're not voting on it.
No, but I think it's a good question, and it's something that I would ask that you guys look at this and know that there's a problem, because I will tell you, I undervoted, and it did not acknowledge.
Nothing came up on the screen. All that came up on the screen was...
Okay. And I want to say something else, my friend. When you're there, there's people behind you. You vote, you put it in, and you want to get out usually as quickly as you can for most people. They don't want to be subjected to kicking it back. And then somebody is there saying, oh, you didn't undervote on, you didn't vote on these two races.
Yeah,
that's a terrible thing if they've implemented that in all.
Well, you know what
terrible.
They did, which it wasn't terrible. The guy said, just, you have to wait. I put it in, he said, wait to make sure it was registered.
Yes.
I waited, and it was registered, and it never highlighted that I didn't vote a couple, you know.
As a matter of fact, I think there's one race I didn't vote in, and mine just said complete. I walked
away. Yeah,
nobody
like
ever says a word.
Too.
Hey, can I ask another question on another subject? In fact, I sent you a text election night. Is there any way we can get those results posted? It used to be 9:30 results, 9:20 results were starting to come up. It was 10:30 this election and last election before anything gets put on a screen. It just seems like I'm reading on Facebook who's winning races and votes before you can get them from the County Board of Election. Well, that's not an answer. Putting your hands up. Why did we used to get them at 9:30?
How did Facebook get it?
Because they must have people at the poll sites that are actually going there.
Okay.
And writing the numbers
in. And the state board has published a rule that says you are not to call in results. Because
can we get a copy of that?
That the results have been called in wrong, and I'll give you an example. A couple of years ago, there was a hot Rosendale race. Okay? First year I was a commissioner. They called in, and they said there were 700 votes. And as soon as we posted it, we got emails and phone calls up the wazoo about how they missed all the votes.
They've been missed for 100 years. Every year.
So they put a state law in because of Rosendale?
No, they didn't put law in for Rosendale. They said they want you to read the cards. Now.
That's a law.
We have the capability of reading the cards. We have put money forward, and we have not received the equipment yet. But it's 5 laptops that will read the cards.
In Kingston?
No. Scatter them around the county. Okay. You don't want them in Kingston.
What about if
then they still can't call them in. Is that what you said? The state law says you can't call them in?
What if they take a picture with their cell phone and forward it to you guys and say, well, Vic, all I'm saying is there's no sense of having a website if people aren't going to see it till 11 o'clock. That's what I'm saying. I'm sitting there going, I'm getting national results, which are going to the same. You're watching CNN, and there's the New York congressional races coming up at 9:20, 9:30. You're seeing numbers on the screen. Ulster County was 10:30 before the first number came up, the election district. It was 11:30. I was sitting there. I'm like, this is crazy, because it used to be up at 9:20, 9:30, you would start seeing the results come up.
I'm pretty certain we had some around 9:35.
No way.
I think we did. We had some from Kingston already.
Do you have
some posted?
Is there a database where we can see when they were data entered? Because I'd love to see it. Can we call IS? Because I'd love to see that.
I don't know if it
was well after 10 o'clock.
I don't know whether
to be continued.
It was well after 10 o'clock. Before I saw any.
Well, look at where you're coming from.
Well, technology is supposed to make things easier, not harder.
No,
it's supposed to go forward, not backwards. Okay. And we're backwards now.
Okay.
We're backwards.
I'm not going to argue with you about that. But I'm going to tell you the reality. Okay? You've got people who work 17 hours, and they have to finish their paperwork and take that card out and put it in a bag and get it ready to go back to the Board of Elections. And we're talking all over the
place. I understand.
Okay? One of the issues that we are very concerned about is a ballot being missing. And you're discussing ballots, you know, just elections decided by one vote.
Very defensive or not?
If a ballot is missing and they cannot reconcile it, where's the best place to reconcile it? At the poll site?
But it's unofficial. It's unofficial. I know what you're saying. Listen, every year Kevin Hinchey was down by 200 votes. They recounted the town of Ulster, and then he was up by 40 votes. I mean, every election, there's always somebody that gets reversed. That's life. People are human. We deal with it. Everybody knows it's unofficial. The website, your website specifically says unofficial returns.
Right.
If 97% of it is accurate, if 95% of it's accurate, to me, get the numbers up as quick as you can. There's always mistakes.
Can I point out one of the ways that could get up quicker is with the five different laptops located in five different locations
that's a great start.
In the county, but we have a problem. One is people who are qualified or are trained how to use it. Two is a cost, and three is the lack of high speed internet service.
Well, and you'd have to have two people.
Well, now the county is going to be paying for it, so just buy it.
Two people. You'd have to have a Democrat and a Republican trained or appointed.
You'd have to have two people.
Yeah.
Representing.
I just think, we don't have to discuss anymore. I just think it is awfully frustrating to sit there when years ago it was much quicker.
And Mr.
Chairman, we have a lot to do here.
Okay. At the poll site.
Yeah,
you can get it.
I'd like to get the hell out of here and say I've been here since 1 o'clock.
Inspectors are, they read the tape before they send the bag.
I get that.
So
but why can't they take a picture of the tape and email it to you?
Take a picture of what?
Take a picture of the tape. The tape isn't legible?
The tape is 27 feet long in some cases.
That's fine.
I'm telling you.
If you don't want to go back to the way it was, then you know what? Then I guess we got to just
Can I just ask this?
It just makes no sense.
It sounds like you are looking at remedies for trying to get the information out quicker. Can you come back to us just with an understanding of what it is you're going to implement for the next election to ensure that we get we can try to get results more timely?
But that may be a different committee than this one. You know, I don't know if it's this one or not.
Yeah, we oversee it.
Oh, you oversee it. Okay.
Yeah. Sounds like you already recognize that and you're out there getting laptop and all of that. So it would be helpful to come back to us with a plan around how you're going to try and do this.
Can I point out something else about the whole spirit of the Help America Vote Act of 2002 was to make certain that unofficial results didn't somehow become official, that there was a way of documenting what actually happened in the poll site around the United States that would get back to the centralized boards of elections, which is the reason why we have those memory devices in each one of the scanners. Which then, making sure that those are the numbers that become the unofficial results of the night.
And those are the things that come back to you, and until you get that scanner, you don't post it.
As opposed to someone saying,
they used to read them, call them, they put them up, and then they
came back. I understand, but things have changed.
Let's talk about the Help America Vote Act, because take right now in North Carolina, part of the reform was that there's an election in North Carolina. Ed Gillespie, the Republican, former national champion,
Virginia.
And some senator, Ms. Hagan, who's a Democrat. And He is now losing by less than 1%, which is the trigger in North Carolina. So we're not inventing a wheel here. It's all over the country. People seem to have said all the votes cast should be counted if you meet certain criteria. North Carolina recognized that 1% in a statewide race. We're talking about 0.5% in Olive. Not a big deal, ladies and gentlemen. And why not give somebody a fair shot? And maybe it'll never happen. But the day a judge or the two commissioners say, yep, that was the voter intent and it changes it, oh, then we'll all say hallelujah.
Well, I just want to just to say one other thing real quick. The system is very good. I mean, the system, as far as I'm concerned, in throughout the state. And by the way, I've talked to all the other, you know, commissioners, and I come from New York City, you know, where there were some problems, and usually with the affidavit and the absentee ballots. The systems we have are extremely accurate. You've been using them here since 2009, 2010. 2009 on a partial basis, I believe, was when you first started, right, John? Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a machine that it was called into question?
We don't know because nobody's ever returned
the votes. Let me ask you a question. In New York City, where you're talking about how wonderful they've done,
wonderful.
When they're going to have the various elections, aren't they still using some of their own machines? For a primary, because they had problems with the audits and getting set up. What was the problem?
The problem was that New York City, with its bureaucracy and the way...
Excuse me.
There's a problem, right?
The problem was there's no way that in New York City that they could reprogram all and first deprogram and reprogram each machine in a two-week turnaround. Because... their cab had even started counting.
Okay, so the answer to your question is there could be problems with those
their
machines.
Problem was...
is that not correct?
Their problem was their technology. And also their technology, in effect, did not go into a two-week turnaround.
Which is the machine.
No, it's a time problem.
It's a time problem.
Well, it's the machine.
It's a time problem.
Did they have to go back and use the Iron Monsters?
They did because they could not reprogram the machines within a two-week period.
I mean,
we
send our machines out the day before the election and we get them back the day after the election.
In New York City, they send them out like
2 weeks before and they take 2 weeks to get them back.
Exactly.
So and also, if you're going to have a runoff, you've got to get those machines back. So you can reprogram them, retest them.
And you want to know what you're saying, I can accept all that, but I've seen on television at 9:30 in New York where they'll publish a race, a council race or somewhere. How can they do it and we can't?
I'll tell you how they do it.
How do they do it?
We have police officers in every precinct. We have a police officer by state law in New York City, because New York City's that way, who has to take the memory devices from each machine in a little pouch, which I always call the makeup kit, put the makeup kit in a yellow purse and give it to the police officer. And then that police officer takes it to the precinct house where all the other police come, 12 precinct places in Manhattan, and you can imagine throughout the city. They're read into a special laptop computer that goes over a police frequency only.
We have the same technology they do.
But that is how the results get.
Figured out a way to do it. Right. Same machines that we use.
By the way, John, I'm going to tell you something. It's got to get fixed. Because there have been many times I had to send staff out to help people close a machine at midnight. In fact, in Manhattan, half of the sites didn't even close properly.
I just looked 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I knew some of my friends running in Brooklyn and Manhattan.
But if they have a police officer at every location and they figured it out, that's why their election costs are so much more than ours.
And the sheriff goes out and picks up some of our stuff.
Yeah. Information here that we got a lot to do here, and it's
okay.
I know I love all you people, but I'd like to get home.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm doing a motion to postpone.
Motion. Oh, sorry. Okay. Motion to
let's have this debate on this particular issue.
Yeah. Thank you.
We're
guys.
Ready to roll.
Yeah, but can I just say one thing?
Because I undervoted and mine came back. Or didn't come back. It said, you've undervoted in this contest.
No, mine didn't.
Mine didn't.
I said cast
mine didn't.
It. And it
mine didn't.
That would be a terrible.
Yeah, I believe you, but ours didn't.
Please, that would be a terrible, terrible decision if they made that.
It doesn't come back, John.
No, but you still have to
nobody should be reminded of their vote, whether they decided not to or not. Nobody should be reminded. I should not be reminded. You didn't vote for the supervisor's race. You know, there's a remembrance society, and I've been doing this a long time. And the inspector can be standing right there with a blinder over their head and a bag around their face and say, oh, what do you mean? Well, you didn't vote for it. Oh, well, I can't tell you, but it was the supervisor's
race. Can I tell you something? You need to talk to the state legislatures. That's part of state law.
I'm going to find out tomorrow when my good friend Kevin Cahill voted for that.
Can I also may I also point out another aspect about that, and that was with the whole idea of accessibility to poll sites. There's also making sure that everyone voted on a ballot, because you know in some places they put different things and different points on a ballot to try to keep people from voting. You know, how you put the proposals. That is why legislation wants to make certain. Did you really not mean to vote for that? Now, I'm concerned. I want to look into this. I know Vic does, too. Yeah. But John, that's why the screen is supposed to say, you sure you don't want to vote for these officers?
It may say it, but I don't see it. And the person standing here doesn't tell
didn't
you.
Didn't say it in mine.
No, the person standing next to you
are not supposed to tell you.
6 feet, they stand right next to the machine. She basically hands it in with me.
Well, tell me who they were.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Look,
I don't know her name, but
she's
there every time I go.
I will tell you, my experience was the guy stood off to the side. He goes, I was getting ready. After I put it in, he goes, no, you need to wait and watch for it to acknowledge that it's complete. That was the first time anyone ever did that to me. I waited, I looked, and it never said that I undervoted, and I know I did. So
okay.
All right, resolution 403.
Thank you. Thank you.
367.
Hey, what is it? You know, maybe some of you might want to call and actually watch us as we're testing the machine sometime. You know, it's open to the public for review. Yeah, it's something we post, you know, to see how, and you can see how the ballots are scanned through, how the test results come back, because that is a whole exacting science that that is really a skill. And I'll also say one thing that you all should know. We have two of the greatest voting machine techs, and I've worked with a lot of them over the years. We are fortunate here in Ulster County. And, boy, you know, without them.
Thank you.
We've had some tough election lawyers up there for
the yes. Okay, 367.
And they say they've never seen as good testing as we do.
Right, what are we talking about?
I'm losing my patience here.
Thank you. All right. 367, I'm going to make a motion that we postpone it.
I was just going to say, are we postponing 403?
Which one is this?
No.
Wait, did we postpone?
Yes. We didn't vote. We didn't. There's a motion second to postpone 404.
Okay. 408.
Yes. 408. My bad. There's a motion second. Any discussion?
We'll postpone.
Yeah.
Aye.
All right. 367.
I would like to make a motion to postpone this one, too.
Well, we probably should say why.
I will.
If we're going to do it. In other words, right now, there's some question as to whether this is actually basically doing zoning in a city and such, and the towns, because it's creating 1,000 feet as, in other words, 1,000 feet from a school, no matter where the school is in the corner. I'm unsure of how many places are affected. I know the legislator from Saugerties said there was only 21, but I find that, I don't know if I find that acceptable, because did they count every single school? Are colleges counted in this?
We counted almost more than that in the
No, but Kingston. I thought that the health committee had gone through this. And
they said that, but the point is, I haven't seen any of the detail, and I don't. Did they count like the nursery schools? Did they count the? Did they count all the private schools? Did they?
It's
count?
In the definition. We're supposed to be counting in the definition. I don't know if they actually were counting.
Did they?
That I don't know, but it's in.
Can I just... Oh, I'm sorry.
So I got... In other words, so when I'm looking at this, I'm looking at... There's a number of things in there that... Wait, I wrote it down. I had them. Where did I put the paper? You guys are driving me nuts with that other damn thing.
Well, Dave is looking, Rich. I wrote you a letter.
Yes.
Asking for a schematic of every school that's affected by... Every school building that's affected by this. Montessori schools, private schools, public schools, the yeshiva schools. Right. Because 1,000 foot next to us is St. Joseph's Church. If you took 1,000 feet, it runs halfway to Kingston High School. It runs down through North Front Street and Wall Street.
It is a big.
And have the people in these businesses, these buildings, been notified that they may not be able to do certain things? I don't see how.
But it points out that it's 5.9%, they claim, in New York retailers sell diviners. So that means the other 94% are being punished for the 5%. That's the other aspect. And then I noticed they said, my understanding is Stewart's, a good New York company. Well, I know damn well they scrutinize who they're selling tobacco. And I mean, when they ask me for a damn ID for a beer, I mean, I find that a little crazy.
You kiss them?
Of course I kiss them. But the point is that when they do that, you know they're not selling to minors. And, for instance, the prime example I use is in the Boulevard, where the school is within 1,000 feet, but yet they can't. Nobody walks by that place to go to the school, because nobody in their right mind would allow their kids to walk on that area, because it gets six streets coming in.
We need a schematic.
Right. But the real concern is a few things. Is one is the 1,000 feet is actually creating zoning.
And how do you create that? Creates it? By fiat?
Well, we can do that, but the point is that you're creating zoning.
I don't think so.
My son weighed out at 127.9.
There's the zoning.
Like 6 pounds already.
The zoning issue.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
There's a zoning issue. There's a new tax now being put in. Also, they put in some kind of survey from the Burick College of School Public Affairs.
Was Baruch, was it requested by the county to do the survey?
Can I...
And then the 1,000 feet is a big thing for me, because you're doing the zoning.
I asked Jeanette if I could get a copy of the questions that were asked, because sometimes you want to see what, you know, you can kind of...
You can lead a survey to whatever.
Exactly. That's why I said, can I get a... So she did request, it's my understanding...
Is this the Baruch College thing?
Yes.
Can I tell you something?
Summary up there.
They called me.
Really?
And you want to know what? They called me 3 times. One time at 9:45 when I was walking in and I had work to do. Call back. Another time when Barbara said, my wife said I wasn't there, and another time I took the call. So it's not a random survey. How they picked me out...
Well, that could still be random.
It's not random when they know my name.
Oh.
When they know my name.
But that's what they do. Random could be driver's license, motor rolls.
And then I got the impression they knew I was elected official, and they asked me questions, in my opinion, very leading, and I will tell you what I told them, very specifically when I read the results. I'm for outlawing smoking. Outlaw it. None of this feel-good, huggy-feely stuff. Outlaw it. So this study, the Baruch College study, to me, they called me, and they tracked me down, is a little bit suspect, to be quite frank.
Well,
the other,
just in a number of legal issues, I've spoken with Erica. I've also spoken with Tracy Steves, who I believe is the author from the executive's office of the county attorney's office. One is it zoning? And if it is zoning, does home rule apply? In other words, can we effectively zone in the city of Kingston, Ellenville, et cetera, et cetera? I'm not sure. It's not an area I have a great deal of expertise in, but we are looking into it. That's one of the larger legal issues. The other legal issue alluded to by the chairman and Legislator Donaldson is also a very good point. I think there has to be some sort of notice provision. mean, you might not know if you're 1,000 feet from a school. I think there should be a notice provision in the legislation. There are other minor issues, but we did ask Ms. Steves, and she said she was looking into it. We haven't heard back from her as of now. And the other issue, whether or not it's a taking, it very
right,
well may be
right.
a taking. If it's a taking, that's a bigger deal, but we're not quite sure. Erica and I are both looking into that.
Okay, Legislator Archer.
So the other thing is, I didn't notice anything in here. I saw it only if there was a problem, what it would cost you for fees if you know you did something wrong. But is there a fee for the license? That's not
yes.
in here.
Well, no, what's my understanding, I looked the same thing, Legislator. The fee is crossed out.
But is there a fee? Because it later says something about fees it was crossed out in a number of places, but it was left in one place,
really?
And I regretfully didn't mark it. So
yeah,
I'm only wondering, is this, you know?
I think it's a money making thing. It's a revenue thing more. Can I just say something?
And if so, what are you doing with the revenue?
Right. Well,
is it going into training?
Tax?
Is it going into no smoking campaigns, public service announcements, whatever?
Well, I just want to say, you know, my thoughts on this: elementary schools, nursery schools, middle schools, and most high schools are closed campuses. So those kids don't go off school property. So even if somebody, if there's a strip club or a smoke store or whatever across the street, 95% of students are not even able to leave campus to get there. So I don't quite understand how this leads to false advertising. Kids can't go in the store. You can't leave Marbletown Elementary School or Kerhonkson Elementary School at all during the day, those kids. So if something is...
Well, unless you're walking home from school.
Well, they mean when you're walking home from school and things like that.
I don't think at those schools... In the city of Kingston, you can walk home from school, I'm sure. I don't believe in Marbletown or Kerhonkson, they let those kids walk.
Oh, yeah, they don't walk. Maybe one kid might live across the street.
I mean, I can barely imagine a Phoenicia Elementary School kid at 11 years old walking into the market and going, Marlboro, please. I just can't believe it. So what
is
this all about?
Most of these kids smoke Camels, that's fine. The young kids, they smoke Camels.
Are we postponed?
I'm not going to support it.
We have a number of outstanding questions. Can we send it back to the Health Committee asking for the following?
And can I just make... I got an email from Ken Cornell a couple weeks ago just saying that the executive's office was going to recommend changes to it, and he would get back to me before any action. And I said, fine. Make your changes. I'll sit down with you. So I haven't heard back from them. So I don't know what they're doing with it.
So can we...
do you know?
And
I believe Ms. Steves was still working on it as of today.
Could I ask you to ask?
Dave's got the floor.
Other issue is it points out they struck out here that, in other words, you can automatically, in other words, like, if I have the license, you buy my place, you automatically have the license, but they struck that out. Instead, you would have to apply then. It becomes a whole different thing. You're not being able to just transfer.
So I would hate to see them pay for a county license.
Well, that's the other issue. And then one other issue is the idea that, according to this, there are separate violations for the people in the zones and those that are outside the zone.
I think they amended it in that copy.
Did that get amended?
So why don't we let's move on with it. We'll talk about it next time because it's got a lot more work to be done.
We just need a second.
I intentionally left it out.
Okay.
God damn it! I hate it when people don't tell me the truth.
Well, I think the commissioner. I don't think it's an intentional.
Here, anybody want to read? Never mind.
They don't want to be there more than 3 or 4 hours a day. That's the problem, and that's a fact.
May I ask Rich
either one
that you or if you ask Fawn to do it, I'd like a map, not just a picture from Google, but let's say a topo map of a school, every school affected by this in the county. And then, compass or a protractor that goes around and identifying all of the properties that could be affected by this. So we then start to know.
Right in the definition.
Well, and this is not even being anti. I hate smoking. But this is so shallow, it's scary.
Okay. There's a motion and a second to postpone it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Thank you. Now we're going to go to Resolution 403, setting a public hearing on a local law establishing a construction apprenticeship for agreements for certain bridge contracts in excess of $500,000. I have a question on it. Oh, is there a motion? Legislator Donaldson made a motion.
403.
I'll second for discussion.
Legislator Archer, second.
It's the construction.
Can I just make one comment on this, too? Here's something that's going to have a cost, and I'm not saying I'm opposed to it, but I think there should be a justification sheet attached with it. What's the cost going to be to have a apprenticeship? Because there is a cost. It's not free. So
apprenticeships are good, but yes, what is the cost?
What is the cost? I mean, is it going to raise the cost of the of a contract by 5%, by 1%? 200%? I don't know.
Well, it's saying $600 here, but that's approximately
advertising.
Yeah. Usually, it's only $300 advertising.
$300.
Yeah, it's usually just $300.
You don't have it in here, right?
I
here?
Don't know.
I bet I can find it for you, John. But it's only
$300. Well, this was this was the county executive's thing.
Here you go. It's right here. You can have your own.
But what's the justification?
You know what this is? If I had a bet, it's a union thing.
It is a union.
Which is okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Which is okay. Union apprentices are good. What's it going to cost us?
Yeah.
I'm into it. But I think you're more than a fair question, Rich.
Well,
what's it going to cost?
I mean, I support it, but I'd like to know what the cost is.
Yeah, put it in paper, put it in writing what the cost is. Per thousand, per
but
100,000,
you know, this it should be
this is the public hearing, right? Do we need to have that before the public
hearing?
But
here's the other kicker. The law is not attached to it. Usually they attach the law to it. There was no law attached to it.
It's right here.
Oh, the law should be attached.
It is.
It's only one
it's
page.
Right. It's,
yeah, but there's no financial stuff in it.
It says bridge
it's just saying
it just says advertising cost.
Right. There's
right.
no cost. There's definitely, it's like a project labor agreement. There's a cost to it. I'm not opposed to it, but everybody should know the cost.
Well, but should that stop us from having the public hearing?
Well, if it's going to double the cost of the bridge project,
but
we still want to have a public. I don't. Why have a public hearing when we don't know?
Yeah.
The public doesn't know what the cost is.
Mr. Chairman, with all due respect, you do have it. It is going before the Ways and Means Committee too, right?
I understand.
They're supposed to vet out that cost. They should have.
Can I, Dave? Before we go out to the public should know it's going to cost $5 per thousand, $2 per thousand, $100.
But this is for, if I may,
it
this
already
is
passed.
For contracts.
Did they ask for the
next year,
cost?
We've got a lot of contracts, and so for a
bridge
December,
contracts, right? Bridge contracts.
They're bridge contracts. So for so any RFP going out will have to include.
But they know what a cost is today.
Well, I understand that. So can we agree to at least put this out there for public hearing, but just say conditioned on...
You guys can vote on it. I can't support it unless... where's the justification that they use to create this local law with? That's all I'm asking for. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we can have a special meeting tomorrow.
Okay, let me ask a question. Lynn just said it's for next year. Can we ask those questions and do it next month?
Do it next month.
Well, you'll have your answer.
What's the notification for a public hearing?
3 days.
Is it?
Oh, 6 days?
No, it's seven. It's
7 days. Yeah.
Is it? Okay, I thought it was 2 weeks.
No, it's not that long.
But we have to have it ready to go by Tuesday noon.
I mean, it adds perhaps
a
number of committees already, so, I mean...
Yeah.
But how? There's no price attached to
so
it. I don't think
weeks.
That's unreasonable. Yeah. Is this going to increase the price 10%?
I mean, if this was sort of like
it just goes, there's no justification.
What do you call them, Dave? They had it at the jail.
Project labor agreement.
Project labor agreement.
You know
it was 10%.
Well, project labor agreements aren't that much. Your project labor agreements...
Maybe 3%.
The purpose of them is to assure that the workers don't walk off of the job if there's a dispute.
Well, you pay for it.
Well, you have to pay for it. You have somebody actually doing it.
It's an insurance policy.
Yeah, they're the ones that make sure that every... You know,
Rich, could you ask?
That the company is paying the dues, paying certain things, so and people are being paid on time and all that crap, because if there's a dispute with a project labor agreement, they don't walk off the job. Right. They stay there.
But you know it's going to cost more.
It could cost less, but some people will argue it costs less.
There's got to be a template.
Because if there's a walk-off, if there's a strike, you're screwed.
Doesn't it have to be a template? We need one apprentice per 10? I mean...
It's part of a state-approved program. It's all outlined. And if they are, if a construction company does not have an approved apprenticeship program at the time of the award of the contract, then I think there's a problem. Yeah. So it's really for them. It's what it's saying is they're asking the construction companies who are bidding out to ensure that they have an apprenticeship program and that they validate it at the time they're submitting a bid.
But what if we don't jump up into it?
They don't have to have an apprentice.
But what's the cost? That's my main question.
It's already built into whatever the cost of the bridge is. The cost is to the construction company.
Listen, Archer. If we don't have this in place and somebody then bids on bridge number 6, mm-hmm. we don't have it in place, the cost, they might come back and say it's $725,000. If we have this in place, what's the bid going to come back at? $600,000? $900,000? $728,000? There's got to be a cost associated with this program. Is it 3% of the project cost?
I don't know if they articulate it that way. Would you do that?
Would you spend taxpayer money not knowing what the additional cost is? Yeah, I'm not spending taxpayer money.
But the bid goes up.
You're saying there's two bids. I don't know. One's going to have the project and one doesn't have the
If there was no choice.
Let's just put it this way. If we went out to bid.
It's the cost of labor and every.
But don't you want to know the cost of it? I want to know the cost.
I don't know if you can quantify the cost.
Here's what I would say. I'm not sure the cost is going to be that significant when you're looking at it in comparison.
And that's fair. But I'd like to see it. Lynn, this is what I'm saying. If we put it out to bid with an apprenticeship and we put it out to bid without an apprenticeship, which one's going to be lower without the apprenticeship?
Yeah, whichever company doesn't support an apprenticeship program within their infrastructure.
But my question is it going to be 5% lower, 1% lower, or 80% lower? I don't think that's unreasonable. Do you?
And that's the only groups that we usually apply for our bids for our jobs because they have to pay union wage, right?
Well, actually,
non-union companies can bid, they just have to pay union wages if they get
prevailing
a job.
They have to pay prevailing wage.
But they don't have to be a union all the time.
Right.
I don't think it's... Listen, you guys are how you want to roll.
You want me to write a letter? You want to postpone it and write a letter to the...
Can you find anything out by
but can I... Lynn,
by tomorrow. I'd like to see this thing.
Why would you submit something that has going to clearly have a financial impact without
detailing the financial impact? You can't necessarily quantify the...
How can you not quantify it?
Because I'll tell you an example. Probably is Joe Schmo, who's always been a union company, when they bid on it, they already have apprenticeships. Bill, who basically hires anybody he can get.
Okay.
Now all of a sudden he's got to pay the union wages, but he doesn't have an apprenticeship.
He'd get the job every time.
Maybe, but today. The one that's always been the union is going to bid as they would have bid anyway. And maybe they would get it, maybe they wouldn't. Maybe this guy bid higher than them or lower than them.
So you
can't necessarily quantify the numbers because... It really would depend on each and every single circumstance.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but I disagree. I think if you're specifically requiring this from companies,
but you can't. I don't know where you can get the number from because it's a what if. It's a you know, What if only three big union places bid the job? So they're all going to have apprenticeships
well,
anyway.
Are we going to?
Do you have any insight into this?
I do not. No. But here's another question: are we now going to go from three companies that bid, 10 companies that bid now, to maybe only two that bid with an apprenticeship program? So if you're losing eight people that are bidding, the costs are going to go. I just question.
I hear what you're saying, but I also believe that we have a fairly prudent process for, you know, reviewing costs and bids, etc. And I think it's a good thing to ensure that local people are part of local apprenticeship programs.
I support it too. You know what the problem then is, Legislator Archer? I'm for this. I don't necessarily have a problem with it. The problem is nobody wants to put the cost in writing because then you're held accountable if project costs come in high. And that's all because it's easy. Tell me, if somebody doesn't know what the cost is, that's scary. Why would you say, I'm not going to support it?
Because quite frankly, there is a formula. The cost is built into the way in which any construction company is bidding out. It's the cost of their labor.
Right. And, but if it's not required, the cost of their labor is going to be lower.
It's not good. I don't believe that it has that significant of an impact.
That's not a necessary thing, though. That's not a given. It may not be.
Then somebody can put that in writing for me.
Because if it's somebody that always, some places always have apprenticeships because that's the way they get their new labor.
It's built into their operating model.
Then you know what? Then somebody come and tell us that. And put it. Write a sheet. Say this is what an apprenticeship program
is. I just told you.
Well, I want somebody to come in.
I mean, we've approved it in other programs. I'm remiss not to approve it.
That's fine. I'm a no until I get the information.
Wait, John, I
get where you're coming from.
All I want to do is show me. I don't want anybody to tell me anything. Show me the program.
Where's John? He's got to come back and vote.
Show me the program. Show me the costs associated with the program.
No, here we go.
All right, but look, we're going to have a public hearing on it, and then my take is have the public hearing on it.
But the public doesn't have the information.
Because
all this is saying to the public is that we want to deal with construction firms for the bridges that we need to have rebuilt
that have apprenticeship programs.
And that's all the
But this is
going to
be
really
only a few projects. Really, it's not going to be a lot.
Yeah.
We have a motion, a second.
I vote
all
send it to
I vote
public hearing.
I
go for it.
All opposed, I'm a no.
I'm a yes.
I'm a yes.
3-1. Does that carry?
That's fine.
Yeah, you need three votes for it to carry.
Okay.
I mean, if you happen to get
next.
Yes.
I'm dumbfounded, but that's whatever.
Well, I'm just dumb, so don't worry about it.
Okay, resolution 407, amending the proposed local law, respecting outdoor restraints on companion animals.
All right, I make a motion to move it. I mean, I have some reservations about it, but...
I'm a no on this thing. Sorry.
But it did pass.
What did they
get?
I didn't hear you. Let's sit over here.
Here I am.
And this passed law enforcement. And I guess it's actually passed Ways and Means, too.
Well, it shouldn't go to Ways and Means.
I don't know why it went to Ways and Means.
Because Ways and Means gets every resolution.
Anything that costs money.
Is this the one with the dogs now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a couple things to say.
I thought we got everything resolved, right?
I see where all of the camping grounds are exempted from this. All camping grounds.
Right.
So high, everybody else is exempted from it. Wilson State Park is exempted from this. I noticed Wilson State Park says the leash has to be 6 feet. Ours is what? 10 feet?
It depends how
big the dog is.
But my biggest point is, when I think about this and how it was drawn up, my district has 587,000 acres of state land. In state land, there's wilderness and everything else. A lot of people go camping, hiking, and stay overnight for days and weeks. The animals must be leashed or be absolutely command controlled. Now, if the basis of the law is, well, who cares about who's in there, if they let them run, or who cares if they have to leash them 24 hours a day, which is what the law is, or the rules are, then I think I just want somebody to tell me that's not important. The other question I have is, are the rules of law, do the rules of law apply in this? If they arrest somebody, does the arresting officer, for somebody who has an animal leashed more than 12 hours, have to have visual contact with that animal for the 12 hours, or can they just say they were there at 8 o'clock and they were there 8 in the morning?
No. He can take an affidavit.
What's the chain of evidence?
He can take an affidavit from, in other words, that's not true in any, very few laws does an officer actually have to witness. So, for example, there can be an investigation. The officer can take an affidavit from the neighbors. That's certainly not admissible in the trial, but it would be a valid part of a complaint. So the officer doesn't have to have visual contact. He can take an affidavit. And whether or not that's good enough to get you past the complaint stage is a different story. It wouldn't be good enough for a trial. But an officer can take a statement.
So, but to convict them, would that be enough?
No, you need testimony. Someone would have to come into court and testify that
I visually saw somebody for 12 hours having that animal chained up.
Correct.
Well, here's an email I got from a gentleman yesterday.
All right, while Richie's looking for his, I got an email and a phone call.
Yeah, I've got
from a guy that does dogs.
Yeah, I've gotten most people
mush,
against
mush,
it.
You know, that sled part dogs. Of the thing with the sled dogs is...
Oh, Iditarod, yeah.
Is you have to attach them as part of the training process
thing,
to get
yeah.
used to each other. Now, the sponsors of this could say, we don't care about that. They can't do it anymore. Well, that's okay. But I want somebody to say that to me. I want somebody to say that 587,000 acres of New York, of my district are not important, whether you chain them or not. It's around my area in... Olive.
I can say this. One of the shortcomings is I've forwarded to Legislator Wishnick on at least three occasions some legislation from other counties and states and areas that are pretty well thought out, and they have an educational component, et cetera, et cetera. For some reason, that isn't valid or acceptable in this legislation. But there is a whole group. This is all they do. Is leash law stuff.
Sorry about that.
Is they do what? Leash law stuff. This is what they, you can call them, they have a resource, they have a lawyer you can talk to. They have, their big thing is, the first step is an educational component. Like with, now with shoplifting, in most courts now, if you are arrested for petty larceny, shoplifting, there is an alternative to your conviction for petty larceny, and that is that you do some community service, you watch a video on shoplifting and why it hurts businesses, and if you do all that, you are not convicted of the petty larceny, you have a disorderly conduct.
The other hand for that, Cappy, and I think that's great. It upsets me when I see people get their name dragged through the mud and they're not convicted of something that is very ugly, like you kicked your animal, you didn't take care of it, and then it comes down to who is the arresting officer? Do they have all the training that the state police have? Do they have the training that the local police or the sheriff's department have?
Yeah.
I mean, I have a problem with who's doing it.
I forward it to you.
I don't want to see any,
you know,
any
what,
animal
I,
be abused.
Can I make a recommendation? Why don't we put off 1 month and come up with some kind of an education thing in Section 4 for the enforcement?
They do have, and they did put one in.
Where?
It's now the
I'm reading it.
Enforcement, it says a violation, and it says and or an educational component of the judge's discretion. second
at the
paragraph.
Judges, well, why don't we mandate it ourselves? You know, because the judge may not.
Well, the judge is going to say,
I don't want to get those.
You got to give the judge some discretionary powers in a sense.
No.
I mean, what do you want to mean? Otherwise, everything's so rigid that you know. They got to be able to act.
You know, Legislative Parity, I think Mr. Donalds makes a good point. I think the first violation can be so bad that an educational component
says something.
Right.
The DA and the judge might say, you know what, this just isn't appropriate for this case.
But right now, it's only $100 for the first time. So, same thing, you know, the judge could say.
It's a whole.
Oh, I get it. Well, listen, let's go. John, let's go.
I'm sorry.
Let's talk after we move on.
All right.
There's a motion
and
a second.
Yes.
All right. I'm a no.
I'll second it. I think, you know, we've been beating this up. If you either agree with it or you don't,
and
but let
I've
the
other public. Officer, she is waiting for this. She's reviewed this. This is, you know, we've got to start somewhere.
And I do have, I mean, I've had some questions on it, but, you know, one of the major things about the educational program, I wanted that put in, they put that in.
Never make adjustments.
Well, let's at least get it out.
Okay, let me say this. I think there should be a report indicating the number of arrests and convictions.
That's a good idea.
Et cetera.
That's a good idea. Can we amend that?
Once a year or twice a year on... I mean, I don't want to.
I agree. That's a good point. That's a good point.
But I think we need something.
Is that a major?
I'm prepared to vote yes tonight. Maybe
we can do that anyway. Right here.
We do that change.
We could do that right here.
Is that a major change?
That's not. That is a ministerial change.
Yes.
To do with the leash.
Can't we do that through our committee with a note to them saying this is what we'd like to see and do a follow? There's a lot of things that I learned in the budget process that if we don't make a note of trying to follow up on it, we're not.
You disappear.
It does.
We can amend it.
Who do the report?
Well, the enforcing people are SPCA, aren't they?
We don't have jurisdiction to tell a town or...
Yeah, we don't.
In other words, we don't know what happens
out there. Well, that's exactly what happens.
We'll
only hear if something isn't working. The fact is there's nothing out there today, nothing for them to... we're giving them something. Let's see how it goes.
Well, the SPCA would know. They monitor it.
Well, they came and supported us.
So let make them...
Because they want money.
You know what? Huh? Whatever.
They would.
Okay, if all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I'm opposed.
I'm a yes. But I'm going to vote probably no on the floor because I just don't
know. All right, well, good. I'm glad you just get it to the floor.
That's right.
Let people have it. Let them have a say.
Now, is it going to check off the
vote? Otherwise, we'll be just beating this thing to death for another month or two.
Regurgitating the same thing.
All right. Resolution 411. Approving the contract in excess of $50,000 entered by the county and the NCA Comp and Insurance Department.
I don't understand why that's here. Why is this in laws
and
rules?
The insurance fund comes through us. What's left of it?
So here's the thing. How much is it? What does the county pick up? It just says percent varies. So what does that mean? And
well, this is self-insurance.
Yeah.
Right?
Based on participant... So I guess they can't predict participation.
No, they can't.
Right?
It's based on a number of claims throughout the year.
And so you're using prior year's claims.
Right.
So
they're trying to project it based on...
You have no ability to know exactly what's going to happen. It's self-insurance.
A lot,
okay.
But it's variable throughout the year.
Okay.
Right, self-insurance. So in other words, we're paying the claim.
Okay.
Now, who is this NACA comp?
NACA was the third-party administrator that we brought on.
Are they the ones from Rochester?
Yes.
Or this is an additional money to them over what?
No. This is starts this
December
3rd.
This is
voted
new
on
year.
Last year.
This
is a new
year.
It's for the next year.
This is for the next year.
Yes.
In other words, we outsourced the jobs, and last year it was going to save us a lot of money by going to them. I remember that. They were going to do a better job of...
What's the difference in the numbers from last year?
What is the difference in the numbers? I'm kind of curious.
I don't have those numbers.
Okay.
Myself,
I'm not asking you.
No, no.
But it was going to save us all kinds of money.
It hasn't been moved. You got a motion, Legislator Archer?
Well, my concern with this is at this point right now is this was another one of those privatization things, and I don't know You know, did they fit in and give us all the information, but according to local law number, what was it, two? What was the local law for accountability?
It's two.
Two, local law. According to local law number two, did they fit into that?
I know.
I realize that this is a... In other words, it's a continuation of what was done with privatization, and that's what my concern is. I'd love to know what those numbers are.
Let's say, Roger.
Is there perhaps a way, you know, because we have a lot of these, and we're just discussing this, a way to put in place... just send a note to the department asking them to please give us a summary of cost savings last year. You know, because the whole thing is, if we privatized it, what did we save in salaries, benefits, et cetera? Because you're just looking at a number.
That was what they're supposed
right.
to do.
Let's say, Archer, this could cost us $100,000 more than we've been spending, and we don't know what. We don't know.
Well,
we've
$700,000 right. less.
I think the charter itself allows you to do that.
So can we send
charter
a
what?
Note?
The charter itself allows you to do that. Absolutely.
But I think what we need to do, and this is something that, you know, as I'm sitting through the budget process, that we need to start capturing someplace all the things that we want to put in performance measures. As far as I'm concerned, this should be a performance standard. Did it meet our expectations over
the
prior year? Did we save the money we needed to save?
Okay, you're right. Now, may I say this? Part of Dave, when we passed the law that said, analysis and stuff, part of that was then next year, whether it be me or whomever does it, if it's not me, it won't happen probably, but an appropriations committee. Appropriations are what analyze what happened. They don't have any other function. And I didn't make this up. I got it from Congress and other places.
But which means appropriations on our side of the fence to be
on
able
our
to
side
pull
of the, fence, in other words,
the data together
let's
to
see,
say.
Let's see how well this outfit really did.
Right.
Based on, now it's tough to go backwards when they didn't have to give us information. But now there were four resolutions that came through that we've sent notes out that didn't comply with that. But that is how we could do exactly what you're asking.
So what I'm saying is that we all talk about it, but we need to formalize it. We need to formalize a process within the legislative body.
I barely got it passed. What are you kidding me?
But you know what?
No, but everybody agreed with it.
Six votes were no.
Well, but the delay was getting the structure around it that.
But you know what?
There was a bit of it.
At the end of the day, it's still not coming.
Yes.
It's still not coming at the end of the day on a lot of this.
Well,
stuff.
I can't send a note to the department. We have to.
You know what we should do? Is just not vote on them. If the committee's not passing, say, well, you know, at the end of the day, it's up to us. We can ask it. If they're not giving it to us, then we just don't vote on them.
Yeah, but there should be a structure, and I'd like to do it if I'm still around and appoint one or two people
to review these
things with a jaundiced eye and see what the results are.
I'd like to see what the costs are.
Find out who has a jaundiced eye. Yeah. Doesn't mean anti.
No. One, can you find out from Don? Can he chase down his numbers and see what the self insurance costs was last year as opposed to, the year before, really? I'd like to know what it was for the last couple of years because it's changed over. It basically privatized. Laid people off and, sent the jobs to Rochester.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said, Dave.
I said, well, this basically laid people off when it was first put in line, and it sent the jobs, I think, six or seven jobs to Rochester. So I'm just curious as to what the numbers are. And so...
All right, well, what are we going to do with the... There's a motion and a second. Support it. I don't think we want to hold that up, really.
No. Well, then you do that. Then I'll vote no. I'm making you feel better.
No,
you vote yes. Please. I don't want to be an obstructionist, because I voted no last time, and it's what got me going with all this stuff.
If If you vote, vote no.
Outsourcing nine jobs. Okay,
yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just going back to why wouldn't this fall under the local law number two?
It would.
Well, because it's not new, isn't it?
It's a renewed contract.
But it is a renewal, and as far as I'm concerned, it should be. Maybe because it's a renewal, that's why.
Well, that's going to be maybe the argument.
All right, so, but can we make a note, Fawn, that renewals have to be considered as part of this process?
But you see, some people
well?
Didn't want it in the law, in the original resolution.
Pardon me?
The renewals.
I'm sorry.
You wanted everything done,
but
right?
I don't think they were. It was in the renewal. I don't know was it.
But it's a new.
Okay. Let's.
All right.
I would say let's vote. I'm going to vote yes. That, but part of it is to apply to respond to the law, the spirit of the law, or the law of local law, whatever the hell the number was, too.
Let's. As a committee, we're not going to move forward with anything else if we don't get the answer to this and future ones, and we don't pass them pending it, because we're really just basically saying, okay, we're not doing what we're supposed to do, but we're going to support you anyway.
I can be a no. It makes no difference to me. I mean, I don't like in the first place.
I've reached a point I don't like to stop the government from working, although I got a lot of little issues. Jay wrote a letter about four resolutions that's coming up this week.
Have you gotten anything back yet?
I can't answer that. Only she would know. That did not comply to resident, and we did this as a result of our caucus. Jay wrote the letter. We'll wait till tomorrow and see, and then she can make.
Was this one of the ones that was in caucus? Because if you haven't gotten it by now, and you wrote a letter the other day, then
I'm
not supporting it.
I don't remember this one at all. This is a late resolution. Is that one?
Why it would be?
No, I don't.
I don't think it's late.
No, but like
later.
Because
if this is in the packet, it was voted for the caucus. The caucus voted.
I don't have that in
yes.
front of me because I had the list of
well,
the ones.
Well, it passed Ways and Means. It passed Health.
And then we,
or no,
David.
No.
Well, they passed the ball anyway. Yeah.
David in particular.
Well, like we always do.
And we wrote a letter and asked for the data from.
I'm a no. You guys convinced me.
I'm going to say yes.
All right, let's call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Okay.
I want the information.
Well, 2-2 at best.
And
he said yes.
Did you voted yes?
Yes.
Yeah, so 2-2.
It's fast. It's a push.
It failed.
It's a push.
That's right. Then guy, it doesn't go in effect until the end of it. Doesn't go in effect until the end of December. So we've still got.
Yeah, can do
they still
got
time to get us the information.
Would you check that?
You want me to go fetch it right now?
No, what we do is instead of no, we can refer it back, another refer it back, but postpone it until we get the information.
Outlining everything and documenting everything.
All right. I make a motion to postpone that.
It's the same thing. It'll come back next
mailing and postponing everything
in writing.
Right.
Why is postponing?
Absolutely.
Because then we...
We can still take them up next month.
So if you don't mind, I'd like to change my vote to postpone this.
Too.
Yeah, unless we get the information between now and tomorrow.
On the smoking device?
No.
Oh, on the other one. I'm sorry.
The the privatization of the private of
the
self-insurance. The
renewal of the claims contract.
I just.
So I'm going to switch your votes.
You know something? If we get it, if whatever.
So Donaldson and Richard Parody are yeses to postpone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be
there.
And Archer and John Parody are noes to postpone.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
All right.
We're doing that.
I'll do that.
Just want to clarify for the record.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to Resolution 443, setting a public hearing on proposed local law, local law amending local law number 9 of 2008, prohibiting smoking upon all real property owned or leased by the County of Ulster.
This is 443?
Yes.
And this is, if I may...
Is your motion?
I make a motion.
I'll second it.
This is really just amending an existing law.
Real property, just so you know, includes anything.
Were you at the last meeting? This is county roads.
I know it's hyper-technical, but it's real property is anything that is not personal property.
But this law is already in place.
I, I don't have any comment on that. I'm just giving you.
I'm just saying this is already in place. All we're doing is adding the new e-cigarette.
I understand. I'm just giving you a definition of real property.
Can I? May I say something, Lynn?
Sure.
That means, and everybody at the table the other day, like, you can't smoke on Lucas Avenue in your car.
Yeah, you can.
Walking on the street,
city property.
Lucas Avenue is county road.
Oh, right. Lucas Avenue
is Lucas Avenue is a county road.
The extension.
You can't smoke, and it's not being enforced. So we're just adding another list of things to it. I mean, it's silly, it's absurd, but I happen to know who the sponsor was of this law.
Maybe you guys can. Can I ask a question on? I don't know much about these the electronic smoking devices. I do know that. In my work, they're allowed. People I work with smoke them right in the work, which is a smoke-free place. I've seen little smoke come out of it, but I've never smelled it. We had a wrestling tournament last year at Mayor Pack High School.
It's vaporizing.
They're 99-pounder. Yeah. A young girl was smoking one in the cafeteria in the high school in front of everybody after weigh-ins. So is there a therapeutic thing? I mean, do doctors prescribe these to get off of cigarettes?
Some people may try them to get off of them.
No, there's still a question about them as far as a health factor.
There's still nicotine in them.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, is it...
What are you saying?
Does the doctor say, listen, to get off of tobacco,
because you're not getting off nicotine.
It's not prescribed, but people do use them.
But why are you allowed to use them?
Like because you're not subject to
work.
Secondhand smoke.
Because there's no law for it now yet.
No,
that's
there's no secondhand smoke.
There's no secondhand smoke. There's no law for it yet.
The law was secondhand smoke.
So this would be like outlawing salami because it's got nitrates.
It's true.
I like salami.
I like salami too.
Yeah, I can't. I have a salami
zone. Salami without nitrates.
You can find it.
No salami zone.
I find it all the time.
Well, I eat it because the nitrates help me forget.
Oh, God.
They kill brain cells.
But it's right.
So what do? You smoke a joint, eat a salami sandwich, have a beer, and forget all your problems.
I mean, wouldn't it be nice to know what the state says about these things?
Well, I know there's a lot of studies right now, and they are making it, they're becoming more and more restrictive.
Yeah, they're getting more and more restrictive.
They're just catching up now.
At one point, you could now even, I think, they're beginning to ban them in bars and all that stuff now, even though they're not...
I've never smelled the smoke in this.
There is no smoke.
He sits right next to you.
There is no smoke. It's what you see coming out is what you see coming out is water vapor.
What I've read is that water vapor has nicotine in it, and that's what people are afraid. Since it's like putting that water vapor with your
there's
nicotine
not
a, in the
there's
air.
Not enough studies. They're not even sure.
Then
if
why
it's,
are we passing?
Yeah.
I'll vote no.
Yeah, I'm a no. Until we get some more study or information.
Now this thing went through public health.
I don't care. I mean, it'd be nice to see some studies from Albany, from somebody.
Has anybody else banned
from
them? Any other municipalities?
No, absolutely.
Municipalities?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they're just catching up with it now. Absolutely.
They're starting to get banned.
Right.
Let me ask you a question, Cappy. In all my life, most of the problems with smoking was the tar, not the nicotine. It was the tar that killed your lungs, that caused cancer, that caused,
the byproducts,
your heart to enlarge. Nicotine was what made you...
It was the addiction.
Want it. But all my life, and I will just say this again, I mean, my wife and I, I'm the oldest of eight. We saw our father die from this, from Camels. Not one of my brothers and sisters smoked. Not one of my children and my wife's children smoke. Not one of any of my nieces or nephews, because we saw how bad they are. But most of it is around tar. Nicotine is what killed you. Listen, as far as I'm concerned, I think these things are silly. Outlaw tobacco. Outlaw the sales of tobacco in Ulster County. Make a motion. I'll vote yes.
This isn't tobacco. This is outlawing those e-cigarettes in those areas.
Well, that's like outlawing...
Well, the problem is right now...
Talcum powder.
These are tobacco just, and e-cigarettes?
No.
Nicotine.
It's nicotine. It's basically a... It's
which
like
is
a,
the ejection.
It's sort of like a... There's this fluid. They put the nicotine is in the fluid. You can get them in different strengths. You can get them...
Do you have to be 18 to smoke?
Yes.
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 Then how was this girl smoking it?
I don't know, and why they let her smoke in the school. I have never heard of
it. Like,
she was sitting
this
there
stuff
in the cafeteria smoking it.
I've never heard of that. It's absolutely outlawed in Kingston High School.
The problem is it is there are no laws outlawing it unless they're put in. And that's the thing is that so what happens is technically, unless there's a law, people can come in and walk in here and go over to the legislature, sit down and start smoking one.
So you could drive down 28 and have one in Shandaken, but you have to pull it out in Olive. You could relight it again in Hurley.
Yes.
And these put it out in the town of Ulster.
Yeah, but that's the law is already there, though, John. That law is already there. That was the law that that your son Rob put in right here, and then and I supported that. But that's the law now.
That's the law.
The law
we're
now.
Just editing it.
It's the law now.
We're changing one that we're adding e-cigarettes.
I just want to comment. You know, my issue with this, too, is when somebody's got a law or something important or a resolution, come to the meeting a month before, hand it out, let's talk about ask questions.
And listen, in fairness, it was talked about at caucus.
A week ago.
Yeah.
This is not a come to
you
the committee
out in the health
that's going to pass it. We can ask questions, get back to her. I'm not interested in 3 days before, 1 week before, getting a local law. Give it to me. Come, give it to me, my committee, a month before your committee, and say, here, you have any questions, call me, text me, I'm available, and Jeanette's available. I'll get any information you need. Here we are. Okay, a week ago it was in there. I come to the committee.
Are you on the health committee?
No.
I have asked for a list and a schematic of all of the properties with the smoking thing. Wouldn't you think before anybody vote to pass this through, they'd know who it affects and the properties affects? It was passed.
Yeah, but this one's different, though. This
is no. It's the same issue, Dave.
Yeah, but it's a different. With your just your enhancing an existing law that says you cannot smoke
it's
on prop on county property.
Yeah.
Now they're adding you can't vape either, as they call it. Some of them call it vaping. I think thing, right? Is that what it's called? Vaping. You can't be doing any vaping.
And I agree with this. So.
That's fine.
That's what they call it, I guess.
I'm still the law of monetary consequences.
You know what? Come a month ahead of time. Sit here and talk to us. Tell us what you're interested in.
Well, we had that as a process, but you know, this is the first time anybody said anything. And so I don't disagree with the process. If it were mine, I'd be out there talking to people about it before I put it on the table. But you know what? Everybody does things differently. If we're going to have a process, then maybe we should put a process.
I understand.
Why don't you just, I would
suggest four amendments to the budget. I made phone calls to people.
You're
I called them.
We
I had my
are
committee.
Amending an existing. I hear what you're saying, but it's already out there. This is a policy already in place. Titled the exact same way.
Yeah, but we're
all we're doing
something,
is adding what's
yeah, but
in
we're
black.
Adding something.
I wasn't counsel when that. I'm
but
just
we're
saying.
Adding something, yeah. Legislator Archer, that we don't know if there are health effects to other.
No.
Associated with it. We don't know. There's no studies to say it's dangerous. I don't know. Like I said, they do it on a property where I work. It's not prohibited. So
right,
I don't know.
Starting,
I mean, is it
right? But the this is
you know,
the this is at the
eating bubble gum, man.
This is at the infant
because
this
I
is
like
at the infant stage.
Some of yours, and that's not good for. I mean, I,
yeah, but it's at the this is at the infant stage at this point. That's why it's new. The e-cigarettes. Now people are beginning to, you know, do the same
well,
thing they do with regulars.
Then you know what? Then put studies with it. Whatever. No, I'm tired of just.
I'd say put it to the floor. Put the public hearing out there and let
could
it
you,
the
could
chips
fall
where it
may.
Yeah.
Smoke
no, you're not allowed to. There's no smoke.
No, not him. I didn't say him.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No.
Do we postpone this? And let
I don't think there's anything wrong. You know, I'm going to say this.
Give me some give me some information.
Jay, John, Rich, and everybody. Just like we didn't ask to push through the
elections
law, why does it have to be pushed through
right.
tonight?
That's true.
And you know what? I'll go back to the election costs. That was on the table for 3 or 4 months. The cost-benefit analysis. who's on the table for 3 or 4
yeah,
months.
And these guys can get something.
I can't get
no
something.
It's,
I wanted to have. I wanted to have a.
There's no cost associated with it.
A pilot program toward moving toward greening our fleet. It's been on the table for 3 or 4 months. There's no great rush,
right.
But somebody's going to say they have no right to do it, and they're going to bitch and moan and like pretend that I'm a favor of smoking. Well, I love that argument.
Well, can we?
Why I don't rush it? Why does everybody else have to rush it?
Yeah, come talk to us. Give us information. It's not life or death.
Can we postpone that until somebody comes and speaks?
We're on to the next one.
I just can't understand it.
Late resolutions. Number 451, approving construction by licensee, Ulster County Ag Society, of a new poultry barn at the Ulster County Fairgrounds on Libertyville Road in New Paltz.
Why is this late?
They realized that it's a foundation who's willing to do the work on the barn, but they because it's our property, they needed our permission, and that's and they didn't realize that. And they want to renovate the barn.
Okay.
And they're paying for it, so.
But why do they need it this moment?
Because
as
I think
late.
They wanted to start. They wanted to start.
You're going to renovate in the middle of the winter?
It, yeah.
Well, if it gets past, they can start before the snow hits. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay, I have no problem. It's fine.
Motion.
I'll make
Legislator
the motion.
Archer, second, right. Legislator Donaldson. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Are we done?
No, one more. Late resolution 452, authorizing the chairman of the legislature to execute a memorandum of agreement with the Social Security Administration for participation in the video service delivery project.
The late one?
Office for the
organization. What number is that?
Where is it?
It's 452.
Oh, I missed that one. Sorry.
It's a late resolution.
Yeah.
Probably on the back of your sheet.
Yep, I got it. Thank
what
you.
What is that? Why is that one late?
I don't know. And how come...
There's a memorandum attached to that.
Legislator
Donaldson. Oh, this was...
You're the sponsor
of it. This is the Social Security Office, Dave.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he sponsored it?
He's a sponsor.
Is, may I? Yeah. I know what it is. This is the Social Security Office that we gave space that
right.
got closed
couple
down.
Days a week.
They're now closing it, and now we're putting a video kiosk for them to be able to communicate with the Social Security Office elsewhere. And we need to get it in now so that it's ready when the
would have been nice
closed.
If I was called since I'm sponsoring it.
Yeah, it's just
we talked about it. You probably forgot, but we did talk about it at legislative programs.
Oh, yeah, no, I know that. But I, you know what, when we spoke about it, I never looked on the thing. I knew what it was. But I never realized
you didn't
I was sponsored.
You were the sponsor.
This is the one.
You know,
I
often don't look at that.
We
I
were
look
laying
at, you know,
off
jumping.
9 people, but we passed a resolution against the Social Security Office laying anybody off. And then they promised to be at Resource Center one day a week. It's over already.
Yeah.
Don't you sign them?
I'll sign them. I do. Yeah.
Another memorializing resolution down the tubes.
So
no, this
is
one is actually creating. Yeah, I'll second. Yeah. Hey, since I sponsored
all
it.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right.
Thank you.
Business.
You're opposed to the video thing?
No, I said yes.
Okay. I have to sign it now. Yeah.
Even though it shouldn't be late. The office of agent was doing a job. It wouldn't be late. They've known about this for a long time. They believe it. But again, hurry up. Hurry up then. Okay.
The
any
other
new
one?
Business?
No, I didn't sign the last one.
The only new business is I would go back to what we were talking about before, which is really trying to put a process in place and a follow-up in place around ensuring we get the information we need and ensuring there's a follow-up. When, you know, we have all this stuff out there, but who's keeping track of it? Who's we talk about it.
Well, we don't have staff. We're part-time people. We don't have 100 people in our office.
We do have staff.
Yeah, but not you know.
But I guess maybe what it is being explicit that, you know, the support we get from, like, Fawn and Kristen is that we have a tally sheet. Here are the following follow-ups that came out of each of the committee meetings, and that it should go with a list saying, here's the things that we need, and by when. I mean, you know, maybe it's just putting it in a simple little spreadsheet that says, here's the item, here's when we need it by if we want it to be passed.
You know, if the council resolution passes, we can use them more too. You know, the one to bring everybody even, that's sort of part of my thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Now they can be part of.
Do a little more damn work.
No, I think it's just, you know, half the time, no, everybody works hard. I think it's just about putting an organization, a process together that says, how do we ensure follow-up? I can't tell you how many things that I leave a meeting that we have follow-up, and I rarely see follow-up. I mean, I do see some of the stuff that I go and ask for specifically. Mm-hmm. I get it. I always get whatever I ask for. But I think that when it kind of gets as part of a broader meeting piece, somehow it loses. I don't know how it gets back to say who's following up to ensure we get it.
Nobody.
But I'm telling you, if I call, I get it.
If we pass a resolution today, and no offense to you, but you're not calling next year and saying, okay, give me what you said, and then give me what you what actually happened.
And now you're not doing it.
No.
That's what I was talking about. Right, nobody's doing it. And you know what? If we don't get the information before we vote on it, there's no way to ever get the information in. You don't know if the program
already goes through.
You don't know. And the thing is, Legislator Archer, all we're asking for is the information that they're basing their decisions. They're making these decisions because they feel it's a benefit to the county. The numbers, the data they're looking at says it's a good program. Give us the data. If they can't supply us the data, that means they're shooting from the
and we know that's not the case. We know.
But then
that
why
they
not give us the data? But you don't always know that, because maybe it's a benefit to a certain group.
You think of a great example, and I mean this most sincerely.
Okay.
I hate to beat a dead horse. Is that they passed the resolution that you can't smoke on county roads?
Well, we did.
The legislature did, because they never asked the right questions. What do you mean, real property? Real property? I mean, how absurd! I know what they meant: the county building, the county park. The county garage. I like it. But who's... I do not believe there's a deputy sheriff, or I do not believe... Well, I have to ask the state police captain if they've given any tickets...
If you're walking down the road smoking a cigarette...
To anybody going on 213, not from Stone Ridge to Rosendale, because that's a state road. I mean, but that's what we do.
But you know what, Dad, though? That's sort of insignificant. We're talking about numbers and money and huge programs that we don't know if it's saving money.
Right.
We don't know
if it's
costing money. We don't know if the service is being delivered. You know, a great example is in mental health. And to this day, I still don't have it. We were looking to privatize, remember the mental health services with the schools?
Well, they did privatize most of mental
huge,
health.
It's now down in Highland. I remember Ken Crinnell came in here years ago, and he said, this new organization is going to offer more and enhanced services than are currently being offered by the county. I said to him, great, give me a list of the services being provided today, and then give me this list of the services that will be provided after, if this passes. I never got it. You know what? The legislature voted on it, it passed by a few votes. Now we're getting phone calls by Ellenville. There's no doctors going down there from this organization. Astor doesn't have the resources to be writing prescriptions and evaluating the students down at the program. But there's no way to hold anybody accountable now, because you know what? If everything had to be in writing, it wasn't a better program. It saved money, no doubt. But the services are not being delivered the way they were when we did it in-house. And that's okay. But you could evaluate it. We can't evaluate it now.
Do you know home health nurses over the hill by us?
Mm-hmm.
It's not part. They don't come.
Well, I believe that there is an evaluation process that goes, because I don't think the decisions are made without evaluating.
But then why would they ask me?
Well,
and you know what? Their evaluation process may just be on money. It may not be on what's delivered. How many times is somebody going to be in your community to provide these services? Mm. I'm not saying that for a fact.
No, I get it.
It may be. It may just be strictly money. Say, hey, we spent $800,000 this year. Next year might cost us $450,000. And the old adage goes, you get what you pay for. We save money, but people aren't getting the services. And when somebody comes in and says, you're going to get, this new program is going to offer enhanced services to what's currently being offered. I've asked them. I got an email. I can show you where I said, here's what I asked you
I still haven't gotten this. So I've asked him at the meeting, and I sent him an email, and to this day I haven't gotten it, and that was 2 years ago. Because the fact is, it's not been enhanced. It saved money, but it's not enhanced.
So what do we do about that? I mean, that's
we don't pass resolutions, and I'm guilty of it too. We don't pass resolutions unless all the information that we request. And
have a procedure to follow up next year and the year after.
But, right. Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, yeah.
But ultimately, right, the numbers and the information should be there before we vote.
We haven't adjourned yet.
So anyway, that's basically my spiel. Okay, motion to adjourn.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn. I was in the other room with sticking needles in my eyes. So we'd have a little fun.
All in favor? Aye. Opposed?
Thanks, Rich.
It's a blast, guys. Yes, I did.
Okay. Yeah, it was real.
It is 8:05. We are adjourned.